Searching for my brother's cottage in northern Wisconsin, my son and I drove down a dirt road, uncertain. Then we spotted a deer hide drying in the warm autumn sun, the buck's head still attached. Yep, this had to be the place. I cringed, laughed, and salivated. There'd be a venison feast in my future. I come from a family of hunters. I grew up tramping through the woods, learning to hold still and listen, to relish the sudden pfft of a pheasant flushed from a cornfield, to shoot a .22 rifle at cans on a fence rail. My dad hunted everything from rabbit to caribou. Once, he even took us Christmas tree hunting, blasting the top off a giant pine. Usually, he protected natural habitat. His appreciation of wild game extended to the table. Though I never joined in the killing, never even aimed at a live target, I obliged in the kitchen. At first, it was through eating. Venison, rabbit, pheasant, grouse, goose, and duck. When bird was on the menu, my siblings and I learned to chew cautiously, anticipating birdshot we'd spit into paper napkins. By my teens, I'd long since stopped shooting, and my ambivalence about the sport gave way to distaste because of its impact on my social life. I was marked as part of a hunting clan. One November night, late for a high school basketball game, I rushed into our dark garage and smacked into a deer carcass. At school, I fumed when I saw blood smeared on my ski jacket, my dad's hunting coveralls, draped on the blue spruce out front, embarrassed me. We were the Beverly Hillbillies without the wealth. I wanted to leave that sitcom behind. After college, I went to work for a Hudson Valley newspaper where I covered food. The Culinary Institute of America sent an invitation for a harvest feast. The main course? Venison medallion with chestnut puree. Whoa, I felt new respect for game, but I was far from my suppliers. 7 years and 2 moves later, I returned to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, where I eventually resumed covering food. My dad's cooking repertoire had expanded, and we nudged each other to improve. He shared recipes for venison stir-fry and rabbit. I passed along my mother-in-law's instructions for venison stroganoff. Just as I'd begun to really appreciate hunting as a piece of my heritage, my husband, our boys, and I moved to Washington, D.C., the wild game supply line got interrupted again. On one of my last visits home while Dad was alive, I asked if he'd take me shooting. He practically leaped off the couch. As a reward for my interest, he sent me back east with a cooler of wild game, some of the last I've cooked. But on this golden afternoon in the North Woods, I found myself at a picnic table in my brother's yard, family all around, and venison steaks on our plates. It was a feast as good as any I remember.